Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It was a day delayed. It took a little while longer than it needed to be, and we never, ever, 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 hardly ever talk about auto racing. But I think this is a story that has tentacles that reach out beyond that sport. The Daytona 500 had to drift from Sunday into Monday because of weather, and then the very end of it was something crazy. Producer Matt, why don't you play it for us?
Ryan Newman off turn four for the final time. Blaney to the outside, to the inside. Here comes Hamlin up the outside.
Wow.
Crash into the wall, into the air goes Newman.
Upside down.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth and comes to rest. Newman got turned, went up in the air. As he came down, was hit by another car and launched skyward, coming down on his roof. The AMR safety team is there quickly to attend to Ryan Newman. A fist pump from Denny Hamlin, who has won the Daytona 500 for the second year in a row.
And that from Fox, big thank you to them for that. And that's where we start this morning at 412-928-9370. This is interesting because I'm watching this, and I'm not an auto racing fan, believe me. But I'm watching the end of it, and I say, and then I immediately, and you see how bad that wreck is, Chris, right? And Ryan Newman, you're worried if he's dead, and that's not hyperbole. And the reports are that he has serious but not life-threatening injuries this morning. Yeah, so you're worried if he's dead. But then you turn to social media, and in the aftermath and in the immediacy, Denny Hamlin, who just won that race, is getting roasted for celebrating, for being happy. And it took a moment of pause for me, and I think I'm still in that pause as to what the dynamic should be whenever you've accomplished something big and somebody is injured, somebody fell short, somebody, their future you may not know. How do you temper what you just accomplished to tend to them when you were just competing the heck out of each other or going at each other so hard? It's, well, a real interesting dynamic for me.
I think especially in auto racing, because something like what you saw last night can happen. And I don't want to say it's not unusual, because a wreck of that magnitude is unusual. I mean, when you see Ryan Newman's car laying on the roof, and you heard the call there from Fox, there's sparks, there's flames, there, you can see the gasoline pouring down out of the back of the car as it's laying upside down on the track, and you instantly become worried.
And he crossed the finish line like fourth.
Right.
If you're Denny Hamlin, at 175 miles an hour.
If you're Denny Hamlin, though, and the Gibbs team, I mean, and Gibbs, Joe Gibbs said this after the fact, I guess, late last night, hey, we didn't know exactly what had happened in the immediate aftermath. We started to celebrate, then somebody told us that Ryan Newman could be in trouble, so we immediately toned it down. They toned down the winner's circle celebration. They waited until, as far as, again, judging by what happened late last night, seeing it this morning, they waited until at least an hour, hour and a half later to actually go out to the track and celebrate a little bit themselves, just the Denny Hamlin team. I think that's as best you can do, right? Because this is a world where...
Yeah, it felt fashionable, like, right away. For people, and again, social media is not the greatest barometer, but in a lot of ways it is the barometer we use. It felt fashionable right away for a lot of people to crush Denny Hamlin. And there's a guy that might be dead on this track and you're celebrating. How do you pull back and temper back and not allow yourself to, and it's the third Daytona 500 that he's won, the second in a row. How do you not allow yourself that moment of, I just accomplished? If you put yourself in Denny Hamlin's shoes, I thought a little bit of it was unfair, the criticism he got, because he just accomplished something enormous. And also, you know, let's be real frank about this too. Ryan Newman isn't dead. He's not dead. And I just wonder if they had gotten any word as to that as well.
Well, that's the thing. I think in the immediate aftermath, if you're Denny Hamlin and you're circling the track after the checkered flag, and you don't know what happened, to be quite honest, maybe somebody jumps in your ear in, you know, 10, 15 seconds later and says, hey, nasty wreck on the backstretch. But I'm more than willing to believe that that didn't happen for them right away. They're busy congratulating each other, giving them their attaboys and their pats on the back, and then maybe, what, 30 seconds, a minute, minute and a half later, they find out, holy crap, Newman's upside down on his roof, the car's on fire, and we have no idea how bad things may be. And that's, I think, when they probably started to dial back and say, oh, whoa, wait, okay, let's find out what's going on here. It's just, it's so hard. In the people get so caught up in the immediate nature of reaction in this day and age that they want you to instantly, let's be honest, sometimes people don't do the right thing. Let's say that Denny Hamlin found out immediately that Ryan Newman was in trouble and still decided to celebrate for a couple of seconds. Are we going to crush him for that? I don't think it's fair. And I don't think that's even what happened. I think Denny Hamlin found out much later after the fact. By much later in this case, we're talking about minutes rather than seconds, that, oh my God, something terrible has happened, and maybe we don't go all the way to the wall with the celebration here in Victory Lane and with our crew at the end of this.
It screams to something that's pervasive, not just in auto racer, not just in sports, but in life, is you can honestly never make everyone happy. There was no right decision that he could have made in that moment. If he stops and he says, game over, forget it, I'm running to this guy's car, I'm making sure he's okay, there may be people on his team, maybe even his owner, his sponsors even, who say, hey, business is business, man. Well, I paid a lot of money for you to go out there and to get my logo on television. We just accomplished what were an off-season of really hard work. Why am I not getting my FaceTime right now?
Let's spin it into something that's a whole lot more familiar with our listeners and even just the two of us. Let's say it's the last play of the Super Bowl. Let's say, you know what? Let's say it's when Lamar Woodley sacks Kurt Warner to essentially sew up Super Bowl 43. And there's a catastrophe, like Warner blows out his ACL or gets Theismann somehow, right? His leg breaks right there on the field. Are they not dropping the confetti? Are they not going to – how do you react in that moment? You know, do you show – obviously you show concern for an injured opponent, and I realize that's a tough allegory to draw to a different sport from what happened last night.
But it's the only one we have.
But it's the best we can do. And does everybody stop and say – no, we don't celebrate our accomplishment? I think they did a very good job of balancing that.
I agree. In a time in which everybody has to find criticism or point the fingers or say this guy is right and this guy is wrong, maybe everybody handled it the best way that they could, is my takeaway from it.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And you can't just always react in the moment how you're going to see the biggest picture, because it's not clear in that moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.